Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
A mother in Cleveland, Ohio, was tired of waiting for a barber to finish her son's haircut, but she found a pretty interesting way to speed things up. What did she do?
He was also one of the top womanizing, chain-smoking, hard-drinking, narcotic-abusing actors in the business. He was married 3 times and seemed to cheat on all of his wives.
You might not be able to repair something, and removing it could leave a horrible void in your podcast. You could then replace it with something better. You might be thinking a co-host. You just replace the bad co-host with a good co-host.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of 3 podcasts today, 2 national and 1 locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. This week, we go international to bring you one of the best pop culture panel shows out there. Hosted by comedian Dave Holmes, International Waters is a cross-the-pond quiz show for your ears. Each week, Dave is joined by a panel of world-famous comedians from both the U.S. and the U.K. for some good old-fashioned pop culture trivia. It's Brits versus the Yanks, as the teams of comedians compete for their countries to determine who will reign as the pop culture trivia king. It's a podcast you can play along with as you laugh. Here's a sample from a recent episode of International Waters featuring comedian Lauren Lapkus. The panelists joined Dave for discussions on dog weddings, holiday-themed pickup lines, and some of the most bizarre movie names they've ever come across. In this snippet, they try to figure out the answer to a news story regarding a mother and her son's haircut.
All right. Question number 2. In not well-regulated news, a mother in Cleveland, Ohio, was tired of waiting for a barber to finish her son's haircut during a recent visit to a barber college. So she's already cutting corners. But she found a pretty interesting way to speed things up. What did she do? Haircut taking too long. She did something. What was it?
Fucking moron.
Yeah.
She helped. Like, she brought her own scissors and did, like, part of it.
Oh, that's sweet. But no. No. That would have been nice. No.
Skint.
Yeah. And again, remember what country this is happening in.
Oh, wait. Say it again.
She shot the hair from his head with
a
gun.
You know, I'm going to give you the point. Wow. She pulled a gun. She pulled a gun on the barber.
Oh, my God.
What? Here's the story. 31-year-old Andrea Smith has been sentenced to 6 months in jail after pulling an unlicensed firearm out of her purse when she was tired of waiting for the haircut to finish. Apparently, another employee calmed her down. And the barber, who deserves the biggest tip in the world, finished the haircut.
Wow.
And now the kid, like, doesn't have a mom because the mom's in jail.
Yeah, cool.
What choice does he have, though? I mean, you're going to get shot if you don't finish, so you have to, right?
I hate guns.
I hate guns so much.
The worst.
I hate them so much. What is happening?
Oh, and I hate that that's, like, a political statement. Like,
yeah.
I hate that people have fucking guns just in their purse.
Yeah.
That's fucked. At the end of that's the official International Waters line on guns. That's fucked.
That's
We don't, you know, we do find it kind of baffling because we don't have guns as a rule.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we kind of get on okay without them. We're just,
it seems like it.
No, but guys, they keep saying over here that'll never work here. So
I never wake up in the morning thinking, oh, do you know what? I really could do with a gun.
I absolutely shouldn't be allowed near guns in the morning.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I mean, there have been haircuts I've had where I would like a gun afterwards. And that is why I think we shouldn't be allowed them.
The end of round one. The UK's got 3. The US has 1. Let's just move right on to round number 2.
A sample from the podcast International Waters from the Maximum Fun Network. You can join Dave and his panel each week to get your pop culture fix and determine which nation will claim the International Waters belt right now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Next up, from Orbital Jigsaw comes the sexy side of history. The Dirty Bits podcast, hosted by Tawny Plattis, is a podcast for the retelling of some of history's sexiest, most scandalous stories that never made it into your textbooks. Each week, Tawny chooses a new historical figure to spotlight and uses her voice acting skills to recreate in detail the stories that have been lost to time and modesty. After the first season, which looked into the sex lives of controversial characters from general world history, the show's moved to its second season. The series builds off the recent Me Too movement in Hollywood and zeroes in on classic Hollywood icons to examine the darker side of show business over the years. In this snippet from a recent episode of The Dirty Bits, exploring the life of Errol Flynn, a successful Hollywood actor from the 30s and 40s, Tawny dives into the less known side of Flynn, who she describes as a skeevy creep who could have given Weinstein a run for his money. Here she provides a background on some of Flynn's career and recounts some of the sexual deviance he partook in over that time.
Errol eventually landed the lead in the film he's likely most well known for, The Adventures of Robin Hood, with Olivia de Havilland cast as Maid Marian. Flynn wasn't shy about his attraction to Olivia, and film historians are like, they were for sure romantically involved. But in a 2009 interview, Olivia said, "Yes, we did fall in love, and I believe that it is evident in the screen chemistry between us. But his circumstances, Flynn's marriage to Demita, at the time prevented the relationship going further. I have not talked about it a great deal, but the relationship was not consummated. Chemistry was there, though. It was there." She also chimed in on the relationship he had with Bette Davis. The two butted heads constantly, and Betty supposedly slapped Flynn way harder than she had to during one scene in The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex about Dirty Bits alumni, Queen Elizabeth I, and Robert Dudley. Errol goes, "She's super pissy because she wants the D, and I'm not going anywhere near that breathing Picasso painting." Others have said that Bette Davis was actually just ticked she had to share equal billing with someone who was just a character actor. Ryan Reynolds. She once said in an interview, he himself openly said, "I don't know really anything about acting, and I admire his honesty, because he's absolutely right." But Olivia said that when she was chilling with Betty watching the film, Davis went, "Damn it, that man could act." Errol made a shit ton of hugely successful and profitable films in 1940 and earned the title of 14th most popular star in the U.S. and 7th most popular in Britain, according to the Motion Picture Daily Herald. Variety named him the 4th biggest star in the U.S. He was also one of the top womanizing, chain-smoking, hard-drinking, narcotic-abusing actors in the business. He was married 3 times and seemed to cheat on all of his wives, and supposedly did the no-pants dance with Dolores Del Rio, Lupe Velez, and Marlene Dietrich, while Carol Lombard said she rejected his advances when he would attend her crazy-ass parties. And he was also at least once thrown out of one of William Randolph Hearst's soirees when he got plastered at the Punch Bowl. In 1982, Ronald DeWolf, L. Ron Hubbard's kid, also said in a Penthouse interview that Errol and his dad would get in trouble together on the reg, smuggling drugs, sleeping with underage girls, though Flynn was never quite hammered enough to join Scientology.
A sample from the podcast The Dirty Bits with Tawny Plattis. You can learn more about the sexual taboos omitted from your high school history class with The Dirty Bits, available on WVXU's Podcast Central. This week's local podcast is a podcast about how to podcast. It may seem confusing. Start Here is a podcast that helps you find new podcasts. The Audacity to Podcast is a podcast that teaches you how to make your own. From the podcast industry expert and Cincinnati area, actually Northern Kentucky resident, Daniel J. Lewis, The Audacity to Podcast is a podcast that gives you the guts to launch and improve your own podcast to share your passions with the world. With over 300 episodes to date, there is no shortage of helpful tools and tricks to get you started in an industry tailor-made for self-starters. You'll learn how to increase your exposure, how to collaborate with other podcasters, and how to make your podcast more findable, among many other things. Here's a sample from a recent episode of the Audacity to Podcast titled, How to Recover from a Failed Podcast. In it, Daniel discusses a deliberate 9-step plan to salvage a sinking podcast and get it back on track, starting with step 1, stop complaining. In this clip, Daniel lays out the 6th step in the recovery plan, remove,
repair, or replace the broken parts. This far into the process of recovering from a failed podcast, you probably realize what's not working for your podcast. It could be hardware or software, workflow, a perspective, it could be people, content, and many other things. With each problem area, you can do one of the 3 following things. You could remove it, repair it, or replace it. If you remove it, this does give you more time, more money, and other resources to invest elsewhere in your podcast. Maybe you stop doing that segment, and so you remove it, and now you have more time that you can devote to making your other existing segments even better. Maybe you stop investing in a particular way to promote your podcast, so now you can invest that same amount of resources into some other way that's working better. You could also repair it. This allows you to keep those things you want, that you really enjoy, that you feel connected to, and maybe your audience feels connected to as well, but then make those things perform better. It's like when your car breaks down, most likely you don't think of completely demolishing the car. You probably don't think immediately of completely replacing the car. Your first thought is, what's it going to take to repair this so that you can still keep that car, but that it continues to run and maybe even runs better? You could even replace the broken part. You might not be able to repair something, and removing it could leave a horrible void in your podcast. And in such cases as those, you could then replace it with something better. You might be thinking a co-host. You just replace the bad co-host with a good co-host. Yes, that could be the case. It could be something else that you're doing. Maybe replacing one tool with a better tool. Maybe replacing one segment with a better segment. Maybe replacing one perspective with a better perspective. Find what those broken parts are and then remove them, repair them, or replace them as is appropriate for your podcast. That is step 6.
A sample from the Audacity to Podcast with Daniel J. Lewis. I had a chance to sit down with Daniel a little while back and learn about his remarkable background and how he actually makes a great living doing what he loves, creating and helping people with podcasts. In fact, Daniel runs the Cincinnati Podcasters Facebook page. Your future as an expert podcaster is just a simple click away with the Audacity to Podcast on WVXU's Podcast Central. And last week, we highlighted the new podcast, Armchair Expert, with Dax Shepard. And Dax and his guests continue to dominate the Apple Podcast charts, hanging on to number 1 again this week since their debut last month. But on their heels, a new podcast from Vox Media. It's called Today Explained. What the Daily from the New York Times or Up First from NPR is to your morning podcast commute, Today Explained is for your end-of-the-day commute. The podcast takes you on a deep dive of the most important stories of the day at the end of the day. That's Today Explained, number 2 on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunesCharts.net. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these 2 new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.